This is East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Breakfast.
It is time for your coronavirus update. So, I'm glad our health minister is on top of this. I was a little bit disappointed a week before the official lockdown. Every single health professional, including our own, had asked everyone to practice social distancing. But some people thought that they were more important than others. And now our health minister says it is remarkable that the almost 1,700 people who have come into contact with the 859 people who attended them have been traced. So well done to our health professionals.
And then 7 people have been confirmed dead since the coronavirus pandemic reached South Africa less than a month ago. And that's based on what we knew since yesterday, Thursday, 2nd of April.
Yeah, and then I got a very interesting one, yeah. I don't know if this is good or bad news or it's cause for concern. The National Health Laboratory Service has only managed to do about 6,000 tests since the first coronavirus case, which was reported about a month ago, which is slightly higher than the number they claim to be able to do in a day. So this is the maths. A total of 44,292 tests have been done. That was by Wednesday. That was according to the NICD. Private labs have done about 80% of those tests in the country.
Wow.
So our health system needs to kind of get their issue.
Yeah, a lot of work has to be done before we start calling a National Health Institute in South Africa. Yeah. And the number of confirmed coronavirus cases around the world has soared past 1 million. I thought it would happen by Sunday night, but it happened a lot sooner. Their fatalities have gone well over 50,000 now. And the United States, now the official epicenter, reported its highest daily death toll. In actual fact, the highest daily death toll of any country so far. As of Thursday, over 1,000 people per day dying of COVID-19 and rising.
And then Google has said that they are going to be publishing location data from their users around the world from Friday, that's today. And this is supposed to allow governments to gauge really how effective is social distancing measures that have been put in place to combat the COVID-19 pandemic. So Google's going to be tracking us to make sure we're staying far apart from each other.
I think using all of this data and all of this information as much as we can is absolutely amazing. And I have no news yet whatsoever. And I've been searching and reading and searching and reading and reading and searching. In actual fact, I spent about 4 hours yesterday on this. And as of yet, there is no proof, we can actually say this out loud, that the 5G technology is responsible or has any damaging effects. As of yet. Soon as there is, we'll be the first to let you know. You're with us, East Coast Breakfast, East Coast Radio, KZN. Number one COVID-19 companion.
This is East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Breakfast.